When a person does chesed, Hashem attributes all the outcomes and repercussions of the act as if the person did them himself, although all he did was a small original chesed. And there are many different applications of this, as we shall see. First is with the person that you've done chesed with himself. If the person was unwell, starving, weak, and through doing chesed, giving tzedakah, or providing the person's needs, you revived him, you helped him heal, you strengthened him, put him on his feet. So Hashem doesn't only calculate the few dollars you gave that person, rather Hashem looks at it as if you actually brought this person back to life through the fact that you revived him. And Chazal say in this week's parsha, Malva Hashem Choinen Dal, someone who lends to Hashem, Choinen Dal, and as kind to a poor person, his deed will be repaid. So Chazal first explained that Malva Hashem Chaynendal, it's as if you're lending to Hashem when you are kind to a poor person. It means Hashem holds himself obligated to you. And then Chazal explained, his deed gets repaid. Gmula Yishalmloi, you think you gave a person $10, so Hashem will repay you $10. So Chazal said no. Hashem says, this poor person was about to collapse from hunger, and you gave him food and revived him. I see it as if you gave life to a person, and I will repay you with a life. Tomorrow, Chas V'Shalom, one of your children might fall sick and become deathly ill, and I'll remember this mitzvah that you did with the poor person, and I'll heal them and bring them back to life. The simple understanding of this pasuk is also important. When you're merciful to poor people, Gemula Yishalmlai, Hashem will be merciful upon you. Exactly what you did is what Hashem will do for you. Secondly, all the good that happens as a result of your action, not only to the person himself, but through that action, it happened to other people indirectly. It also gets attributed back to you and is accrued to your merit, your zchus. For example, someone had a downturn in business and had to close down. And then you lent him money and he was able to reopen his business and establish himself once again. So not only do you get a schus for what you have done for him, but you also get the merit for all the people he now hires and gives them parnasa as well. It's considered as if you revived and has given life to him, all his employees, and all their families who rely on them as well. In Chazal, we find that the opposite, Chas V'Shalom, is true as well. Rabbi Yochanan says, anyone who steals even a pruta, a coin, a smallest coin from his friend, is as if he has stolen his soul away. As the pasuk says, Kein orches kol beitzei abata, this is the path of all those who steal, es nefesh ba'olav yikach, you've taken the soul of the owner. Meaning to say that if it ruins him, if it hurts him, it's all attributed to the person who did that sin. And you might think that you're only responsible for his soul, but not for the damage it causes to his children. The pasuk says, "V'achal ketzircha v'lachmecha yechlu banecha v'neisecha." The person who eats and steals your harvest and your bread is as if he ate your sons and daughters. And then Chazal say, you might think that this only applies if you directly steal from someone, but what about the collateral damage that you caused indirectly to the other people, the repercussions of the act? The stealing through this one person, other people got affected, and they also lost as a result, but not directly from you. It was a grumma. Are you responsible? And the Gemara says here too, you are held responsible. And the Gemara proves this from the story of Shaul and Noiv, the city of Kahanim, and the later history of the Gevinim, and we'll discuss this in Emir Hashem tomorrow in depth.